Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. So there is a new investment platform that's launched in Singapore. Founded and headquartered right here in Singapore, Estex leverages blockchain technology to enable asset owners to unlock the value of their assets through tokenizing and listing of asset-based digital securities. And this provides an alternative fundraising and exit option. Well, the launch follows its $24 million Series B funding round in late 2021 from PSA International, Straits Trading Company and New Horizon Global. So how is Estex's approach towards digital investment products differ? What makes them stand out from the crowd? On the line with me this morning is Raymond Poh, who is Chief Executive Officer for Estex. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. I guess let's try and find out more about Estex and what exactly it does.
Sure. Let me just do a quick introduction of Estex. Estex, we are basically an integrated investment and trading platform regulated by MAS. We are here to empower investors to access all assets that enable wealth creation. Our initial real asset classes are real estate, corporate debt, and ESG securities. I think what I want to emphasize there is why all assets. My Estex team of seasoned market veterans saw an inherent problem where within the private investment space, exceptional investment opportunities lay at a handful of institutions and ultra-high net worth individuals. The deals that are made available to investors today by financial institutions do not always generate the risk-reward similar to those invested by the big boys and girls, right?
Okay.
So these are high-quality investments where rigorous due diligence and risk-reward calculations have been conducted by the big institutions like banks, insurance, sovereign wealth and pension funds. And our vision in Estex is to bring this and more assets to the investors in smaller bite sizes that fit their risk appetite.
So if we were to discuss your target audience, it's a broader approach and a more accessible approach. Would that be correct to summarize?
Yes, exactly. When we start looking at institutional grade assets, that's the term that's used by a lot of parties, right?
Mm.
In this institutional grade assets, the usual size that you have to invest are $25 million US dollars or more.
Okay.
However, what we are making available is basically these assets in smaller bite sizes and making it available for the accredited and institutional investors that are coming in smaller sizes.
Any chance we could talk about Estex's presence in the region? I mean, over the years, how it's responded, and Singapore aside, which is your best region?
Well, our focus, because we started up in Singapore 5 years ago, and the focus has always been in Singapore and within the Asian region. The best assets that has performed, of course, Singapore being a financial location for Asia, is always a good location.
Mm.
Other areas that we've looked at is Australia and also Korea.
Oh, okay. That must be quite a diverse, two different interesting markets there. Before we get back to Singapore, the difference between the Australian and South Korean markets, I mean, key differences that you've noticed personally.
Well, if you look at it, the assets that we made available to our investors in Australia have pretty much been in the residential space. So there's more building of
makes sense.
A new residential building, so on and so forth. And that is the main area. Whereas in Seoul has been a major office building that was made available.
Right. Okay. Now, talking and bringing it back to Singapore, of course, Estex launching in Singapore. What was that process like? I mean, and also, you know, jumping through regulations and whatnot. How challenging was it?
Well, I couldn't be in a better location in the world.
Yeah.
Singapore, I think overall as a country in Singapore, our regulator, MAS, has been very supportive. They set the tone right at the beginning. And of course, there are little teething issues that we have to work with them through the industry, because we're coming to the market with smaller bite sizes of securities that are usually available to only institutions. By making this available, we need to make sure that we abide to the regulations and also the spirit of the regulations. But overall, the experience has been good. We work fairly closely with MAS. They give us guidance as required, available to us when we need them.
Generally, that is one of the reasons why a lot of companies choose to headquarter here in Singapore, because of that guidance. And, you know, you can trust in the system in that sense. Raymond, we're going to dive into the technical side of things.
Here we go. Sure.
Investment opportunities. And there are a few areas to look at. The first one is how SDEX offers uniquely curated investment opportunities. I mean, generally, could you elaborate on this? What kind of examples can you give? I know there's also the institutional grade ones. We'll get to that in just a while.
Will be great for me to share a couple of examples. But let me start off with what we are focused on is basically securities assets. So this securities that has been around for 40, 50 years is nothing new, and there's always something backing it. So FX, our focus right now is basically in the single biggest asset class in the world, valued at the latest numbers was $326.5 trillion, which is real estate, right?
Okay.
And that makes up 2/3 of the global real estate. And you wonder why the tycoons are all real estate tycoons, right? So that is the area that we are very focused on in terms of offering to the market. And why is it uniquely curated? Well, the way that we assess a lot of these assets, because there's just a lot of requirements in terms of funding in the market, whether it's real estate or corporate debt, what we do is we look at the asset to ensure that it's able to generate a good return for the risk exposure that you're basically putting yourself into in your portfolio. So we look at risk reward totally, so that to ensure that a single high-digit number that is security, basically asset-backed, is actually very secure versus putting your money into some random assets that's out in the marketplace. So we think of it from an asset-backed perspective, and we curate it by ensuring that the assets does perform, and we have done all our rigorous due diligence on the specific asset before making it available to our investors.
Okay. You guys also dabble in curating institutional-grade investment opportunities for accredited and retail investors. Could you define institutional-grade investments?
Right. So institutional-grade, like I mentioned earlier, normally is only made available to sovereign wealth, pension funds, big corporates, banks, insurance companies. And normally to be able to sit at the table with a fund manager who's providing or making available these assets to you, you need to have at least $25 to $50 million to get at the table to even have a conversation.
Okay.
So what we're doing is making this available in smaller sizes. And one deal that we are making available, which was announced by one of our shareholders, which is ESR, the biggest Asian real estate manager in Asia. And we are the exclusive digital securities platform in distributing a piece of the investment into the ESR Data Center Fund 1. And this has been invested by sovereign wealth and pension funds who have put in over $1 billion. And now we're making this available to investors in smaller sizes.
Okay. Raymond, I apologize if this next question comes across as a bit ignorant or uninformed.
No.
But does this mean that if, let's say, I'm a family office or I'm high net worth, then I'm not your target audience?
No, they are. Because if you think about it, a high net worth family office may not want to put $25 million or $50 million into a single deal.
Okay.
And we're making it available from $50,000, $100,000, $1 million, depending on what their appetite is.
Okay. You've also got a major focus in the, I mean, obviously real estate sectors, but ESG as well. This one is, it's gone beyond just being trendy. Your personal opinion on where you see these sectors growing?
ESG, well, there's been a lot of hype in the last 2 years especially. However, the complication around the taxonomy with individual region is complicating the qualification and certification of each ESG asset. Definitely, ESG is extremely important. We are seeing such major impact to the world with regards to the weather. I mean, you see areas extremely hot and people's houses are now underwater too.
Yeah.
So it's a major area that we are focused on. Simply because why we have put it as an area for us to focus on, we wanted to make sure that we have the right framework, the gold standard that's out there, where when an investor come in and say, I'm putting a dollar against this asset, it actually contributes to a positive impact to the world, right? And our agenda there is to finance the transition to a net zero future. Well, the acronym is FTT, which means that we want to ensure that that dollar actually has some impact, whether it's reducing greenhouse gases that are, you know, emitting to the air.
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting, you know, when you look at it as from the terms of balancing the books, it's actually quite interesting to tackle, plus with the emergence of tech as well, and Singapore being that kind of hub, right? Raymond, just to wrap things up, talking about ASDEX's future plans, I mean, you've raised Series B, 24 million, the investors ESR, Straits Trading, PSA, New Horizon Global. I mean, what are you going to do with the money? Apologize for putting it that way. And really, what's next for SDX?
Well, right now we're building out the platform to make sure that the accessibility of the assets to investors, that is our primary focus at that point in time, making it easier for them to engage with us. And the plan forward is that, well, we're always looking for strategic partners to make sure that this ecosystem grows bigger. We are not by ourselves. We are an ecosystem of both an investment platform and an exchange where people can buy and sell the assets after they actually invested in it.
Wow, great work you guys are doing. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. Raymond Poh, who is Chief Executive Officer for SDEX, on the line with me. Raymond, thanks again for your time. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.